What's good, Desi Hip Hop fam? I am DJ Raf, and you are tuned in to the Unfiltered Podcast. So today, we have a bunch of talented artists from around the world. I'm talking to and hanging out with Tracy Dissa from France, DMC from India, Zephyr from Bangladesh, and Nisha from the US. But all, you know, the best thing about all of these guests today is that they're all like global citizens. You know, they make music that is very global and very appreciated and accepted by people around the world, you know. So this is going to be an exciting conversation. We're going to get to know these artists, and it's going to be something new we're trying out. You know, we're going to get to know them, have some fun, and, you know, spend some quarantine time together. Okay, so without further ado, let's invite the first guest today. So first off, we have DMC all the way from India, Bombay. What's good, D? How are you doing?
The politician, hello. I'm good, man. How's it going? How's
Pretty
your
good.
Quarantine going?
Really good. I'm glad to have you here. This is going to be sick. Let's bring on the next guest as well. So next up, I'm bringing on Zephyr from Bangladesh. And yeah, Zephyr, how are you doing? I'm so happy you could join us.
Same here. We have all kinds of things, so it's going to be fun.
Hell
all
yeah.
All the sound effects and everything.
yes. Okay, and next up, I'm going to bring in Tracy Dissa from Paris, France. Woo! What's good, Tracy?
Excited for this conversation. It's so cool.
Hell yeah. Okay, so you know what? We also have one more guest, but she's coming in a little bit. But before that, what time of day is it for you guys? Like with Tracy, like what time of day is it? It looks like daylight or something.
It's like 7 p.m. So the sun is going to go down in like maybe an hour and a half, but it's really rainy today. So the sky is like gray. But the sky, like the sun goes down around 9 p.m. over here.
Oh, so cool. Oh, 9 p.m. It's a quite retarded time for the sun to go down, but it makes sense. I go through the same shit. How are you, D?
It's 10:30 now, just ate some time ago. Now okay. I'm doing my digestive routine with you guys.
Awesome. Zephyr?
I think it's similar, DMC, and I have similar time zone. So it's 11. It's 11.
That's awesome. For me, it's 12 p.m. in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is like a global conversation. Everybody is in on it together, you know?
Yeah.
To kick it off, you know, like we're still waiting on Nisha to join, but just wanted to see what each of you guys are doing during this quarantine. You know, D, how's it going for you all these days? How long have you been in quarantine? Let's start with that.
I've actually lost track. To be really honest with you, I think it started on March 24th,
right?
But it's a blur. I'm sure it's about to be 2 months soon. Mm. It's been 50 days for sure.
Damn, this is crazy times. Yeah. It's really like a movie.
Especially with us having like the 1/7 population of the entire world.
Right.
This is gonna be a reality for a while.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. How about you, Zephyr? How long has it been trapped at home?
March 19th.
It
started from March 19th. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I have no idea. Is it 2 months or more than that?
Yeah, it's been way too long. It's like the same day over and over again. It's like Groundhog Day.
And you know, like, I don't even know, like, which day of the month it is or which, you know, like, no idea. So whenever someone asks me, like, hey, what day is it? I'm like, I don't know.
It's like the calendar is the most unused thing right now. It's like
every
day is a weekend or a weekday. You know, it's like no difference.
Yeah,
man. And Tracy, like, how about in Paris? Like, when did you guys start the lockdown?
So we were forced into lockdown on the 15th of March, and the lockdown officially ended on Monday, so on the 11th. So we're allowed to go out and live our normal lives again, but we're all trying to be safe and be careful. Like, there have been, like, really controversial videos that have been out because the first thing people did on that Monday morning was go to Zara, for example, to the shop. And there were queues of people outside of these shopping malls and these shops. And it was like, is that your priority? You were locked down for 2 months and the first thing you do is go to Zara to buy clothes? So now, like, the government is like, make sure you only go out if it's a necessity, you know, try to avoid public transport and wear a mask and wear gloves and stuff like that. But people are still not following it. You can see lots of people outside just hanging around in the plazas and lots of kids in parks and stuff. So we think we're going to have a second wave. So let's see how things go.
Yeah, that's like one of my biggest fears because, like, in many states over here as well, it's they're trying to open up the doors, but I myself personally won't go out as soon as they open, you know, I'm gonna wear my mask and gloves, but it's retarded. That's crazy. I've been stuck since March 15th as well. Yeah, it was 15th. We were actually in Los Angeles and I drove back. I drove away from the state because it was getting so crazy that it just felt like unsafe. Yeah. There was a lot of panic everywhere. It was definitely like a movie. So we're living a movie, guys. This is freaking awesome.
Horror movie.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's better than a war. Like, I feel like our parents and their parents went through wars during their time. We're going through like a corona epidemic, which is far. Yeah. Well, the deaths are still the same, I guess, but that's never
good. But the warriors are different. It's, you know, people who are working.
Right.
Yeah.
Shout out to like all the healthcare workers, you know, like they're really doing their thing. It's amazing. Okay. So I think we have one more person. Okay. I also wanted to like introduce one of our guests here tonight. Like, we also have another guest host over here with us from Desi Hip Hop, IQ, AKA Guju Bhai. He's about to join the call right now.
Damn, boy. Raph, how do you fit all these people on the same screen at the same time live, bro?
You know, it's the software's problem. It's so awesome that nowadays we have so many, you know, streaming options that like you just do this thing seamlessly. But yeah,
and you're talking to like three beautiful ladies. I could feel like my wife about to come up and slap the taste right out of my mouth. You know, what's the topic of this, bro?
And you know what? We have one more person who's going to join this call. Nisha is just joining in the backstage right now.
Oh yeah.
And we'll add her in a few minutes.
Yo, this is lit. How are you guys doing? Like, this is a surprise. Sorry, Raph. I don't want to hijack your thing right now. No, but this is lit. Tracy, Zephyr, DMC. Orale, Vat. How are you chicas locas doing, man? This is pretty dope. Like,
it's pretty cool that, you know, like, we are from different part of the world and we're just all together here talking.
Coming together on a pandemic hip hop platform. It's a hip hop pack.
Exactly. And you know, like, so much talent from all over the world. You know, I was announcing at the beginning that, like, you know, we have talent from India, Bangladesh, Paris, US. You know, it's just like, it's a crazy, amazing situation. We're still waiting on Nisha to join. I think her camera is a little off or something. Can we try her? Can you try to put her in and see what's going on? Hey, Nisha. Hi. I think your camera's not on.
Let me see what's up with that.
So there's a little cam/mic settings at the bottom of the screen. Yeah, there we go. What's up, Nisha?
What's up, guys? What's up, ladies? What's up, queens?
What up?
How y'all doing?
Really good. Thanks for joining. Like, this screen is now super full and perfect. This is the kind of grids I like.
Nice.
So just to give a little bit of, you know, introduction to everybody, we have Nisha here from the US, but she's a third culture kid, which literally means she's a global citizen, right? And
what does that mean, bro?
So third culture kid is like kind of a reference to somebody who's grown, who's from another country, but the parents are from a different country, and then they grew up in some other country, and now they're in a new country or something like that, right? Like you were in Nigeria, then US, and things like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it is. A third culture kid is someone who has born somewhere of a different culture and then maybe emigrated as well. So I was born in Lagos, Nigeria. My grandparents are, they were refugees from partition. So my family has been in West Africa like three generations back. My dad's side from Ghana, my mom's side from Nigeria. And so I was, I was born in Lagos with my brother and sister. And then I moved to Florida, which is where I am now.
Nice. Yeah. You know, you look very ominous, like with the background and like, you look like a silhouette.
Raph, honestly, I heard podcasts. I was not ready for all this. I'm sitting with the backlight.
No, it's
I'm
cool.
A Jay Pollitt today and be a little curious.
It's gangster. You know what I mean? Always good to be more ominous.
Look right? At this beautiful view, though. Look at this. You're getting hell the sky. Yeah. Look at God. Look at God. We good.
It's amazing. Okay, cool. So today's plan is that, you know, we're going to get to know each other. We're going to understand each other's struggles and life stories and all that. But we're going to do it through fun games, okay, for the most part. I will ask questions and shit like that as well. But I want to kick it off today with the first game. And it's called Scavenger Hunt.
Okay. Hold on, man. I feel like this ain't fair, dude. Because like I can't see Nisha's face, and I've
yo. Sorry, you were cut off. Say that again.
Yeah, I was saying like I don't feel this is fair because Nisha's like a silhouette, and she could be like making faces at us or like dogging us and shit, and we can't even like catch her. You
let's
know.
Let's play a game called Guess Nisha's Face.
Ah, there you go. See, that's the fun of it. We won't know what she's thinking from her face, but we gotta figure
out.
She could
throw up a middle finger. She could throw up a middle finger like this, and we wouldn't even know it.
I'm doing it right now. How do you know I wasn't doing that this whole time?
Okay, scavenger hunt. Okay, so this game is like a simple game. I want you guys to go and pick something from your room or from your house that has like a memory attached to it. I just want you guys to come back and share a memory with us. You know, just go grab something.
Can I
grab
something too?
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. Just grab something. The closest thing next to you.
I'm not even in my apartment.
You play too.
Okay.
No, this game.
It can be in your purse. It can be in your purse.
Yeah. Just go get something. Just grab something and just share it with us. You know the story. But I'll be right back.
Holy
man, I'm actually in my relative's house. What do I pick here now?
You know,
not
what?
Even in my own apartment.
Grab that lighter and share the story of the last time you used it.
Oh my god,
I don't have that. Oh, I don't have. Fine, let me think of something.
Well, yeah, you've been sober for this.
What do I
just bring anything, something that you can tell us a story with, you know.
Oh my god, are you kidding? Okay, let me see what I have in my purse.
It doesn't have to be anything from your childhood or anything, right?
No, whatever you have around.
Could just be anything random.
DMC. Yeah, you gotta get really deep. We wanna hear all that stuff.
Okay.
Oh,
I literally have gone and it's the book that I finished reading in this quarantine.
Yo,
I guess that
nice.
Is the only yo, memory I would like to share. It's called India After Gandhi. It's basically history of India from 1940s up until 2007.
Wow.
It has taught me a lot about my own country as well as Bangladesh, as well as now I'm reading a book about what Britishers did to us. So I'm just like deep diving in history in quarantine right now.
Nice.
That's it. That's the only thing.
Yo, that's sick. That's a good thing to share. You know what I'm saying? Like you're upping your knowledge during quarantine. That's awesome.
What is IQ wearing?
Yeah, what's he got right there?
Mad Max. It looks like something from Mad Max.
Yeah, I got. But you know what? I think like I'm gonna I don't want to talk about this. I'd rather go grab a book like D did, because that was more G than this.
Yo, did you see what so I
you
grabbed?
You made your choice.
Very steampunk.
What did you bring?
Oh, okay. Zephyr's back.
Zephyr's back. So here's what I brought, Zephyr.
Oh, wow. This is cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Cool.
So,
did you make
it? He brought a book because she's, you know, getting her knowledge on. I
brought a
book. I ended up bringing like this robot mask.
Really fat book that you can throw on somebody.
What's the memory with
this?
Yeah, she was sharing that during quarantine, she's been reading about the history of the entire region, like history of India and British, etc.
This is a very fond memory I'm going to take to my grave, because this book is 777 pages. I am never going to read a book this size ever again, because it took me really long and a lot of patience to finish this badass book. I'm not even a book reader like that, but I did that. That's a memory.
Oh my gosh! Can you give us the SparkNotes version? We're all gonna cheat on your test for this.
I just make you songs, and you can
perfect.
Soak it all from there.
Absolutely.
That's right. Okay, so Nisha, did you get something? You think?
So ooh. These are my compass cards.
Oh,
so they're like tarot cards. Mm. And actually, Sean Meyer, who produced. He produced Parade and he produced Balance. He gave them to me for my birthday. And I do tarot reading for like myself, where when I just am like stuck on, you know, I'm a witch, you guys. So like when I like need to figure out my own shit, does anyone want me to pull a card for them? Should I read a card for someone?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
As soon as you showed that, I was like,
Okay. I'll pull a card for you.
I do.
Okay.
Me.
So just connect. So connect to just whatever you want to connect to, and maybe ask a question of the card. Or something.
I need something like every week.
Okay.
Uh oh.
D's good.
Ask a question, as in like what though? Related to what?
I don't know, girl. Whatever you want the cards to tell you. Whatever like is interesting to you.
Okay, I got an interesting one. When is coronavirus gonna
be
away?
That's a good one. I love that. See, you're thinking on behalf of the whole world. I love that. All right. When is this shit? Okay, cool.
Let me just make it.
Just tell me when to stop. I'm shuffling them and you tell me when to stop.
When are we gonna taste freedom again?
Wow, what a question. Let me know when to stop. I'm just shuffling.
Yes, you can stop.
Okay. It says deep down, bitch. This is going to take a minute.
What did it say?
Deep down.
What?
Because I'm deep.
Deep down.
I'm
Deepa. Deep.
It's in my name.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't know. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I see 6 arrows and some circles. I don't know. It looks heavy.
Well,
it is. Cards don't lie.
I think the card is saying that deep down, everybody's free.
Good goodbye. Do you want me to draw a card for you? Oh, deep down, everyone's great. I like that.
Yeah,
it's free.
Everybody's free.
Yes.
Everybody's fake, not great.
Free,
like free.
Oh
yeah,
gosh,
we're all free.
Free.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That went from like great to fake to free. Okay.
That should be another game, like that Chinese whisper game.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
But okay, so who's next? Whose card do you want to read? Let's do one more, and then we'll move. Who wants to get their thing read, guys?
Oh yeah,
Tracy.
I say
I say
she should read your card, Rap.
No, I want to read your card.
No, read the guests.
Who's up? Someone yell stop. Well, we got to know what's the question. What question are we answering?
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. No, don't be shy.
Nisha, do it for Tracy and Zephyr, man.
I'm so down. I would love to. I would be privileged. Tracy, what's on your mind, girl? What do you want to ask the cards?
So I want to ask the cards if I'm going to be able to keep up with the responsibility of being a feminist.
If you're going to be able to keep up with the responsibility of being a feminist. Okay. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. Mm. Tracy, your bars are fire, P.S. I was like watching your live chat and I was just like so moved by your flow and your content. And let me know when to stop.
Oh, stop.
I hear it good. You got it. Step by step, bitch.
Ooh.
Step by step, nice. That's what it is. You don't even know the responsibility yet. You don't even know what's coming.
Damn it.
That's crazy.
I think you these know what's cards funny? Are on fire.
What's that?
I think these cards are way too on point and fire. Yeah, right? Now I will see what Zephyr asks.
Zephyr. Mm.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Doesn't have to be deep. You know, my question would be like, when am I going to get love after quarantine?
Yeah.
It could be anything. Whatever appeals to you.
I got a question. Hey, Zephyr.
Yeah.
If you're still thinking,
question real quick.
Zephyr.
Yeah.
Did you ask Zephyr?
No, go ahead.
I didn't.
Go ahead, Akif.
Did you freeze?
No, you're good. You can go ahead and ask.
Do any of the gentlemen have questions prepared? Because we're going to read your cards too.
Me or Zephyr?
No, you got it.
Yeah, I do.
Everybody's getting red.
Go ahead.
I do. So check it out.
Good job.
Okay, Nisha, here's my question. So when lockdown started, both my sons said, "Hey, fuck you guys. We want a dog. Otherwise, we're going to make your guys' life a living hell." So we said, "Oh my God, let's go find a dog, a puppy," right? So my wife and I started calling like hundreds and hundreds of pounds and like all sorts of stuff. And we finally found a puppy that we like, goddamn Timbuktu. So it's in Louisiana.
Whoa.
So we bought a puppy that's in Louisiana.
Whoa.
Now when it becomes 8 weeks old, they're gonna have to ship it to California.
Whoa.
Which is like in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So they were like, "Hey, no worries, you can ship dogs on a plane and everything will be fine, and even though this blah blah blah," but now the whole family's worried, like, "Hey, are we actually gonna get the puppy?" So my question to you is, are we gonna get this dog, or are we gonna make our living hell throughout this land?
I got you. Okay, let's talk to the cards and see what they say. I'll shuffle, you tell me when to stop. Chef.
Because I just can't see a little puppy flying from Louisiana to California to come live with us. That seems kind of like far-fetched.
Tell her when to
but,
stop.
Stop.
Ah, okay, here we go. It says
stop,
flow.
Stop.
What's it say?
Flow.
Flow. Well.
Honestly, this card to me is synonymous with trust. Yeah, it's synonymous with trust. Yeah. Because especially when you're getting a dog. Yo, bro, you're about to get a dog. You gotta tap into some flow, because that's gonna, you know, the chaos is coming. I'll tell you that much.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, that's cool.
That's cool.
All right, Zephyr, you got it. The last question is Zephyr, and then
I'm
we
thinking,
move on.
Maybe.
And then Tracy.
Oh
no, Tracy got it.
Zephyr.
Yeah. So maybe I was thinking. Some fun question, right? So in my country, they have this curiosity about my hair, okay? Because it's always like that.
Yeah.
It's been like that for 10, 12 years, actually.
Yeah.
So When is it going to change?
When is the curiosity going to change, or when is your hair going to change?
When is it going to change? This hairstyle.
Commitment to the brand. That's what that's called.
Okay, I'm shuffling. You let me know.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. Yeah. Wisdom.
Oh. So it'll change when she has more wisdom.
Yeah, when you're
in this call, we'll give her all the wisdom so that after the call, she gets rid of the hair.
That's
don't
right.
get rid of
girl. Don't change your hair. Your hair.
When
is
you're ready
hair.
For it.
Yeah.
Never
when you're ready for it. You know, maybe. I shaved my head last year.
Oh, you did.
Oh wow.
Full shave, full buzz. Yeah, because it was like blonde. I was like dyeing it. I was treating it. I was doing everything to it. And then one day I was like, all right, well, we need some space for wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that card probably means like the hair is part of the wisdom. So maybe keep that. Okay, cool. I think that was fun. Let's go to the next person who brought something. Like maybe we'll do this a little quicker. Tracy, did you get to show us?
Yeah, so I got my beadies.
Yes.
Because I smoke beadies. Like I don't smoke normal cigarettes, but if I want to smoke, I'll smoke a beadie. And everybody always looks at me like, why would you smoke that? It's so disgusting. But I actually like to take the beadies. And when I started smoking them a couple of years ago, I realized that I was doing it because I grew up watching my uncles smoke beadies. Mm. And a woman smoking a beadie was like empowering. And for me to go up to rickshaw guys and ask them for a beadie is something really cool that breaks, you know, a dominance position between like the client and the rickshaw driver and class dominance and gender. Mm. You know, it breaks all those barriers. So I like my beadies.
That's cool. Sick.
Yeah, word.
That's interesting.
They're not going to screw around with you, that's for sure. They're not going to screw around with a girl smoking a beady, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I can't find anything that interesting, but this is what I've got. We all need to use this.
Yes. Yes. Yo, at least one of us is doing that, right?
This is all we have to do right now. So.
Well done.
That's a good one. Look, mine is more sillier than any one of you's. Like, I got this little toy that has...
Oh, my God.
I went to a gas station one day, and I was like, what the hell is this? And I just got it. Just
what is that, bro?
It's just a little toy. It's nothing. It just it's puts fine. Out...
I wonder what you use that for.
But it makes you happy, right?
This is... I use it to annoy others, cool. So... That's the purpose of this toy.
Hey, who just said, I wonder what you use that for? I know where you're going with that.
Oh, shit.
I'm sure it is, right?
I mean, it's a hole that opens up and it closes, so...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, that needs this.
I'm so glad that I have my earphones on. And this is not a speaker.
Okay, cool.
Getting spicy, guys.
Okay, now it's gonna get more
Black
spicy.
Black Zhang is in the house, bro.
Woo woo woo! Black Zhang is in the house. The man's always supporting everything that we all do, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What up, Zhang?
Cool. So we're gonna move into the next game right now. It's called "Am I Lying?"
Okay,
so we're gonna go through each of you guys. This is a game called Am I Lying? You guys, like, I'm gonna pick one of you guys at a time, and then just say three things about yourself. The rest of us will guess which one is a lie. Like, one of them is a lie, say two truths, but three things. Say three things, two truths, one lie, and we'll guess. So let's start with D. Let's start with D.
I need time.
Okay, let's start with Nisha. Let's start with me. I'll give you guys time. Let's start with me.
Figure it out.
I'll give you guys time. Let's start with
rap. Yeah, be fair, dog.
I'll get that started. I didn't think about this either, so I'll just pop off three things that come to my mind about myself. I am a DJ. I grew up in Saudi Arabia. I like going to vacation in Bali.
What's the last one?
Okay, so I'm saying three things. Two of them are truths. One is a lie. You guys got to guess which is a lie. So the last one is I've been to Bali, and I love being to Bali. Second was I grew up in Saudi Arabia. The first one was I'm a DJ.
Did you
maybe the third one is a lie?
Which one's a lie?
Yeah, the second one, I'd say.
Nope. The last one. I've never been to Bali. I'd love to go to Bali.
Hey, I'm right.
Yes, yo, that was right. So lame. That was so lame.
I thought you were born in Bangladesh. That's why I was so confident.
Yeah, no, when I was younger, I grew up in Saudi Arabia, like Poetic in Kuwait. You know, his years in Kuwait, I was in Saudi Arabia.
Six.
There you go. Who's the next one? Adman down there says Bali is a lie. That's right.
Yeah,
my brother. He obviously knows. Okay, who's next? Who wants to go? Just three things. Just, you know, whatever I said, it was random.
I'll go.
Let's go, Nisha. Let's hear it.
Okay, I have spent a weekend writing with Akon. I was a professor at NYU, and I've got three hidden piercings.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just gonna choose this for everything. At least one would be right.
Yeah, Tracy and Zephyr, what do you guys think?
Tracy and Zephyr.
I'd say three, yeah.
I'm going with you all.
Oh! I don't have any hidden piercings. I wish, though. I wish. Future plans.
That's awesome. Okay, that was cool. See, we're getting to know each other, you know, through these games. So who's next? Tracy, I'll just put you on.
Now I feel like three is going to be the answer for everything.
I love alcohol. I love weed. I love sex.
Which one is a lie?
One, I guess.
Yeah.
Hold on. You got to say that too. Again. My brain shut off the instant you started saying like number two, dude. What was it? Alcohol, weed, and
I
sex?
Love alcohol, I love weed, I love sex.
Dude, everybody's you have to lie in one of them. One of them needs to be a lie, though.
Yeah, basically one of them.
I know.
He's like, no, all of them must be true.
Yeah, well, you guessed it. That was so easy.
There you go. Because you can't really hate weed. So, or sex, like, it's just not possible to hate it. No. okay, Zephyr, let's go.
I love belly dancing.
Sorry, say that again.
I love belly dancing. I love music, obviously. And I love alcohol.
I mean, you took too much time to say the last one, so we know you had to think. We know that was a lie.
I'm bad at this. I'm really bad at this.
Yeah. You're going with
what
the
was the second one again?
We all know it's that one.
No, belly dancing. One was belly dancing. Two was?
Yeah. Music.
Love music.
Alcohol.
Yeah, dude, come on. That's
like a no-brainer. No-brainer.
Oh, God. I gave it away.
You did. Okay. DMC. It's all good. We're having fun. DMC. Let's go. Yeah.
I love this comment, sex is lie. Sex is a lie. It's true.
Sex is a lie. Alcohol lie.
For 12-year-olds, yeah, it's a lie. For 12, 13-year-olds, yeah, it's a lie.
Hey, you know what? We should let the audience guess. I mean, I know this is like real time, but like, yo, we should ask the audience to like be calling us out on shit. That would be hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Okay.
D.
Yeah, I used to be a B-girl, and I make bangers, and I am a chartered accountant.
And you're what?
Your face.
What was the third one?
Chartered accountant.
I'm a chartered accountant.
Oh my god. Yes, and the face. Of course.
I could be.
You definitely could be. But your face told us you aren't.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was bad at lying, but when I saw your face, yeah.
It's actually too much for even me to believe. That's why that face is. It just came naturally.
Man, that's hilarious. You gotta give
but
up.
Actually, it's like, it's been so long that I've lied that it took me a lot of time to.
Yo, that's good. You know, that's always a good thing. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, it's a real skill if you can lie.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I used to be good at it. Now I just don't bother to lie because I'm blunt about it.
That's always better, right? That's always better. You know, like all of you, all of the people on this call, you know, are like independently, you know, independent artists and like independent entrepreneurs and things like that, right? Like, and we go through so many situations in life, you know, where, you know, others are like lying to us or like, you know, not giving away the whole truths, you know, when we meet so many people. Mm-hmm. What's something you guys do to like, you know, in those type of situations, like when, you know, it's if it's like for you, the artist, like when, you know, people do, you know, throwing shows, don't give you the honest truth about it. Like, what's a good way to maneuver these type of situations in life? What do you think, D?
To be honest with you, I feel like this is something I've told Hardik as well when we have gone for a couple of meetings together, that I feel like I'm good at reading somebody's body language. And my face is always so poker face that you can't really see that I'm reading you. But I think that's one of my biggest powers. It's also because I have a lot of empathy. So I try to put myself in other people's shoes. So like, I would like to say that I try not to judge people, but then I'm always observing. It's like, it's something that's happening very naturally. If I enter a room, I'm just like, I don't know, my brain is just naturally scanning. And especially when I have gone outside of India to perform at different countries, I've felt like I just always end up with the most realist bunch of people, you know. If it's just a 5-day thing, then on day one, I might be making small talk to a lot of people. But then by the end of it, on day five, I've like, made friends with 2-3 people who then I stay in touch with for a long time. So I feel like it comes from within. You as artists, especially being female artists, you just need to have your guard up. So I feel like my poker face is my guard up. And basically just the ability to observe and kind of read people through their body language or just their expressions.
That's like a knowledge bomb. Like literally what you just said makes a lot of sense, you know, have empathy, read the body language and also like be understanding of the whole situation. Those are boss
especially,
moves.
Especially, yeah. I mean, especially if you are not there to impress anyone else, then all of these will come very easily to you because you won't be doing anything depending on getting a reaction out of somebody else.
Yeah. And I think the key in all of that was also that you mentioned that you surround yourself with the cool people, the good people. You attract that thing towards you.
Yeah.
So you just avoid those situations in the first place. So it's perfect. That's awesome. Yep. Cool. You know, I'm reading a lot of comments. There's so many people coming on and commenting. This is great. Thank you guys for watching. We're just having fun here. I think I'm going to move to the next game. Who's ready for the next game, guys? This one.
Hey, Raph. I don't know how much time you've allotted for these sessions, but I also have like a little quiz / game question I'd like to ask all these ladies whenever towards the end.
Do it now. It's all good.
Okay. Here. I'm gonna go around the block here. We're gonna start with Raph.
Okay.
Hey, if you had to marry a rapper, who would it be?
Ooh. Oh God.
Missy Elliott. Sorry.
Man, Missy Elliott's not trying to like get settled down right now. Let's see. Marry a rapper. Shit. It's, you know, if I, okay, marrying a rapper is a difficult life, you know, because they're crazy. So if it's gonna be a difficult life,
that's not the question.
Sorry.
I'd marry Cardi B right away, bro. That's lit already. Done deal. Yeah, hurry up with it. Who would you marry, man?
Oh shit. Lil Wayne, because he has a lot of money. And yeah, I'm not gay.
Just marry Lil Wayne.
I'm not gay, Raph. But he's got a lot of money. You know?
What,
you buy those cars for me.
Yeah.
Every bro, your wife is about to throw a football at your face right there, bro. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a football coming out and hit Raph in the side of the face. Is your wife right there, bro?
She is. She's
That's why you chose a man.
Yeah.
Tell her to jump in real quick. Let's say hi to her, man.
She's the producer. She's working hard. She's producing the show. She's doing a great job at it.
Tell her to come in and say hi, man. Let's give her a shout out real quick, too.
She's not part of the scavenger hunt today, so next time. Okay. I think that, yeah, let's continue with that question for the, what you got, bro? Yeah.
So, and now I'm going to go to Nisha. Hey, if you had to marry a rapper, who'd it be? You got 5 seconds.
Yo, can I like have all the 5 Pandava brothers? I want to do like Draupadi and just have like a little harem. That's what I would do.
Wait, did you say the 5 Pandava brothers?
Yeah. I would start with Jay Sean. They don't. I know. I think Jay Sean is really, really sexy. I think Kehlani is really sexy. I don't know, y'all. I don't know if I would marry or just, you know, like have a, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
That's valid. Let's jump to Tracy. Tracy, yeah. If you could marry a rapper, who would it be?
100% Ace Hood.
Ooh.
Ah, that's a good one. Hey, you like that one is locked.
You would wake up in a Bugatti every day.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about this for years. I mean, Ace Hood is exactly what I wanted. Nice.
Good one.
Cool. Zephyr, hey, if you had to marry a rapper, who would it be?
Marry is too big of a word, but okay. Right now, I'm
get into a committed relationship with a rapper.
There you go. Okay.
I love to hang out with Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Good one. Yo, this game's a hit. Fun. Everybody had amazing answers. Hey, did we ask D? No, we have D.
D.
No, we're getting to D right there. DMC.
You're not allowed to see your boyfriend because he's a rapper.
Yeah. I don't want everybody else to know all of my business. But yeah, I would say Mos Def because of the way he talks about women, like songs like Brown Skin Lady and Beauty in the Dark. I feel like he's rapping that for me.
Nice. That's a good choice. Yeah. And Mos Def isn't all that crazy either. Like he wouldn't go and like find strippers and shit, you know? So that's perfect.
I mean, yep, 100%. He's in my top 3, top 5 always.
I can't believe it's the safest choice. That's crazy, dude. Not many females of your age from India, number 3, would even know who Mos Def is. Right?
I fell in love with hip hop because of him.
Yeah, she's unique like that.
True original B-boy Apostle. Hell yeah, dude.
I owe a lot to his song. Like mixing melodies with rhymes is something new school rappers have started doing now, but he's been doing that since way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, someone's asking, how come nobody said ASAP Rocky? If I was a girl and I got married to anybody from the ASAP Rocky clan, I would be scared, like just to go to sleep at night. if they were in the house. I don't know. I'm scared of the whole ASAP clan, dude. Like,
yeah. Well, that was awesome. That was amazing. That was so much fun, man. That was a good idea for the game. And Nisha, you know, I know that we spoke about you having.
I know. I have to jump off. I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's totally good. I wanted to give you that space.
Last minute.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, though. This is super fun. Yeah. Next time, Nisha. I will be camera ready.
Perfect. Thank you for joining. This was a lot of fun. We got to know you. That was awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Bye, guys. You guys, Queens, you're amazing. Tracy, D, Zephyr, you guys are so dope. I'm excited to see more and hear more and connect with you. And Guju and Raph, thanks for bringing this all together. This is really, this like just really inspires me.
Hell yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Be safe, Nisha. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I want to move on to the next game. We just have a couple things to go, and then we'll be done. So just want to go to the next game. And this game is called Personal Space. Okay, so in this game called Personal Space, we're all going to ask each of the artists, like we'll start with one person. We'll all ask that one person one question, personal question, hopefully. And you, the artist, get to choose which one you want to answer. You don't have to answer the rest of the questions. Just choose one out of everybody's questions. So let's kick it off with Tracy Dessa. Like, we'll ask you, each of us will ask you one question, personal question. You choose which one you want to answer, all right?
Okay.
So I'll ask you the first question. When you were growing up, did you ditch school a lot? Like, did you play hooky in class? Like, never didn't show up to class and do other things? That's my question. Goodbye.
Oh man, I wasn't even paying attention. Say that again.
Okay, this question. This is a game called Personal Space.
Okay.
So we all ask Tracy one personal question, and she chooses which one to answer. So I asked her if she, you know, played hooky in class growing up, like skipped class a lot. And what's your question?
Oh man.
We can do D. Like D, what's your question? You can think about it. We'll come back to you.
No, so I asked Tracy a personal question.
Yeah.
Tracy, would you swing both ways?
Okay. Cool. She gets to choose one to answer. So we'll see which one she chooses. D.
What is your biggest fear?
Nice. Zephyr.
How do you handle with haters?
Cool. Tracy, you got four questions. One was, did you skip class growing up? Second was, do you go both ways? Third was, what's your biggest fear? And the fourth one was, how do you deal with freaking haters?
Well, you obviously know what I'm gonna answer because it's just funny. I'm gonna answer the second one.
Oh shit.
I've never tried going both ways, but I think I'm more and more open to it. Because I just feel like you have to experiment everything before you die. And, you know, everybody says that orgasms are so much better when you get it from a girl because they know your anatomy and they know what girls like. And I feel like, yeah, maybe orgasming with a woman would be a lot more exciting than with a man. But I don't know if I'm really attracted to women. So I'm still thinking about it.
Good answer. That's like, you know, all encompassing. It makes sense. Awesome. Well, cool. Let's choose the next person to ask questions to. Let's ask Zephyr some questions. How about that? I'll go with the question first. How do you deal with haters? I'll go with that.
Are we just shuffling each other's questions now?
I love that question. I just wanted to use it. I'm a copycat. Yeah, so somebody else. Tracy, ask Zephyr a question.
Have you ever thought of moving out of your country?
Nice. D?
Have you ever considered moving to Bombay? Because it's so close.
You ask a question. I'm still thinking of one.
Okay.
He already asked this question.
Right.
Okay, man. Maybe
I can choose
from
those three. Choose from those three.
Go ahead. So yeah, how do you deal with haters?
So, and,
yeah, hold on. You got it.
Okay, maybe I can answer about haters, right? So that's something I obviously face a lot. You know, a lot of hate comments and all those things, and bullying, cyberbullying, and all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this friend of mine was asking. He's an artist as well. That how did you deal with those when you first started, right? Because that's when it's more delicate. Not now. It was more delicate when I started.
Right.
So I remember, you know, all I did was I focused on positivity more than negativity.
Nice.
Because, you know, that's when you can make your head, like, brain work. If you really focus on those comments, like, hate, you're going to be demotivated straight up. So I didn't want to do that. So, yeah, I focus on positivity. Yeah.
Facts. I like that. That's awesome. All right. Now let's ask questions to D, right? D, I want to ask a personal question, but I'm thinking, what could it be? Where, what's a country, what's a place you want to go on vacation to? Yeah, that's my question. Tracy, do you have a question for her?
Have you ever thought about, you know, stopping music, about quitting the music industry?
Mm.
All right, Zephyr.
How was your experience with the song you did with Black Zang?
Nice. And IQ, you got a question for DMC?
I do. I mean, I was kind of going to ask it in different words, like what Tracy asked, but I think I'll flip it a little. Like, what is your biggest fear?
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, D, the mic is yours.
I think I'll combine Gujubhai's and Tracy's question and give a single answer, that I definitely do not want to be in a rat race for a long time. So my goal, and I think I'm just going to answer a rap question as well in this one, because my goal is to make fuck lot of money and get the fuck out of India and settle in Canada and smoke weed.
California. West side in the Cali.
So, you're future Snoop Dogg.
Pretty much. Yes. I mean, just like being around so many humans in a country like India, where, you know, the question what you were saying about feminism, it's like, you know, how much energy do we really have to put into this weird ass world, and how much change can we bring about? So I don't want to burn out in the process of basically, you know, trying to bring forth some change. And I feel like if I don't make music with that goal, then I'll be the biggest phony for myself, because I fell in love with that side of hip hop. I did not fall in love with the trendy side of hip hop, which is, you know, about making songs to get famous or get on the charts. And I guess artists like us have seen this as a personal experience, that when you are genuine, when you're trying to do things genuinely, things just take so much more time. And when you're just like doing bakchodi in life, you go viral, I guess, or become a TikTok star or whatever. So yeah, I don't want to be doing this forever.
Cool. Yeah, that's perfect. That's awesome. Love that answer. That's awesome. Thanks. You know what? Let's do this last thing with you, Gujubhai. Let's ask you a couple of questions. You down?
Oh,
all right. Okay.
Just yeah, I guess. One of these.
My question to you is, I obviously know the answer to this, but I'll just ask for others. Where did you grow up? And Tracy, your question.
Have you ever thought about cheating on your wife?
Tracy, she's got all the great questions. It's awesome. Right. Zephyr, let's go.
I'll ask the same question he asked to Tracy.
Oh.
No, I had to run a little lap for that one. Okay.
Right. Yeah, can you please ask him, why everybody ask him weird questions, please, so he has to pick one?
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. I got a couple kids probably watching this cast downstairs. Go ahead.
All right, D.
No. Okay.
I'm gonna ask a very parental advisory question. No, just kidding. My question is very PG-13. What do you think is the future of Indian hip hop in the next 5 years, and where do you see Desi hip hop in it?
Oh shit. I would like to answer and discuss your question, but I also want to answer Tracy's.
I was hoping that, because like I thought, man, there's no way he's gonna answer the other two questions now. But okay.
He stopped listening after my question.
No, all valid, dude. Yeah, so Raph, I was born in India, I grew up in Cali. Tracy, actually, I have not, believe it or not, thought of cheating on my wife, just because I'm like pretty satisfied. I don't know how to satisfy myself better than like, I mean, anyways, so that, yeah, I actually haven't. To be honest, actually, I haven't. And then...
you had to think about it? Okay.
No, like really, like, yeah.
I'm just playing.
No, I mean, thinking about it, you know, you go to Vegas and you're like, oh shit, $400? Mm-hmm. But no, like, not really, you know?
Okay. Do you swing both ways?
Do I swing both ways? No, like I've taken showers like with my homies, you know, in after swimming or like in college, like it was stupid, but it you know, things have happened, but not like to that extent. So, I would not swing both ways.
Okay,
I'm very masculine.
Not to that extent.
I used to have a fear. I used to have a phobia of that stuff, but now, like with this whole new age stuff, I'm becoming more open and like understanding and inviting to those situations. See, I can't even like it. It doesn't even come out of my mouth, dude. It's difficult.
No, it makes sense. You respect the other side, but you don't swing both ways. I get it. I'll answer it for you. You got it. DMC's question.
Raph is just like, shut up, man. Let's ask the next question.
I don't know. You good?
DMC's question is like, well, I think so. I mean, I see Indian hip hop, Bangla hip hop, Paki hip hop, whatever, Urdu, Punjabi, this, that, all a subset of Desi hip hop, because, you know, Desi is inclusive, unity, it's above borders, languages, and cultures. And so, I don't know, in 5 years, I think there's going to be an explosion, right? The recorded music industry is doing really well, even in times of, even in this time of pandemic. The amount of tracks literally that's being distributed and putting out and going out into the markets to the DFPs is exploding, even outside of hip hop. And especially like in India now, there's so many distribution platforms like Believe and DistroKid and Orchard and so many others like are coming out, that it's just going to get easier for artists, especially hip hop artists, to make music. So it's going to fucking explode. I think we haven't even begun to see the explosion of it. So like, if people thought Gully Boy was big and Oma, like, I think we still haven't actually hit that super fast exponential curve or that step function where, you know, you can say there's going to be 100,000 Desi hip hop tracks in the market, because there's not. I have an exact count of how many Desi hip hop tracks there are, you know, globally, like how many South Asian hip hop tracks there are. And so we got to get to like having hundreds of thousands of millions of South Asian hip hop tracks out there. And I think that'll happen over like the next 5 to 10 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a quick related question from the comment section is like, from Ariful Islam Abir, do you think there will be UMG, Sony Music in doing business in Bangladesh?
Maybe. So the way we've seen it going, even Raph, right? You can answer all these questions. Like the way UMG, Sony, all of these labels, like they're kind of looking at Asia overall. So it's not just like, hey, India, hey, Bangladesh, hey, Pakistan. It's like,
right,
let's look at Asia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like there's, I think there is definitely a case for like an office or like personnel or representation,
right,
local representation in Bangladesh and in these regions. But bro, like the big folks, they're all saying, let's look at Asia and treat everyone from Asia as Asians, which right. I don't like. I'm like, fuck you, dog. I'm Indian. But, you know, you call me Asian, I think of Chinese. But still, that's fine.
Yeah. And I think like as long as we're involved with the music industry, those kind of things will definitely happen a lot more. And then at the same time, on the same flip of that same coin, I want to say that artists shouldn't look for major labels all the time. Just focus on your brand, focus on yourself, make your team. Yeah. And then the labels will come to you one day. You may not even need them. OK, fact is, you may not even need them. So think about it. You know,
what don't I'm need saying? Them. Yep. Yeah.
OK, cool. So. We're about to wrap up, but the last segment that I've got here for you guys is a segment where I'm going to get requests from you, like songs that you guys are listening to. But this segment is called Playlist Placement. All right. As you guys may know, and most of the viewers should know by now, if you guys don't know, this is bad. We have amazing Spotify playlists and also Apple Music playlists that we've been nurturing for the past couple of years. 2 years. Global Desi Hip Hop playlist has been going on for 2 years. We update it every week. And now, you know, we've grown it organically from 0 to 20,000 followers. And, you know, we wanted it to grow organically. We wanted people to come and find it. And now, so, you know, fun fact. Our Spotify playlist has been around before Spotify was even in India or Asia. So yeah, we've been doing this shit for a long time. Cool. So now question for this segment is playlist placement. What are you guys listening to right now? And can you suggest one song that we should or may add to the playlist? Like, is there a song that you would like us to add? Well, let's start with Tracy. It could be anything. You know, we have a number of playlists, so it could fit into one of them, but you could just suggest a song.
Okay, so first of all, Raph, like, shout out to you for doing all those jingles and everything, man. That's crazy.
Had to do it right, you know.
Yeah, you really went hard on this one. Okay, so right now I'm listening a lot to Doja Cat, Doctor, the song Doctor, but it's not Desi hip hop, so.
It's all good. Cool.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, we just want like suggestions for our playlists. We have many playlists to choose from. We have Global Desi Hip Hop, All India playlist. We have a Bangla one. We have many Punjabi, etc. So, Zephyr, what's a song that you would like us to, you know, consider?
First, do you have my songs there?
Oh. Yes. Okay.
I'm kidding. It's okay.
Here's Zephyr's for me.
I listen to.
Here's Zephyr. This is for you in case Raph said no, we don't have any.
We actually do. That song featuring Millie Soch was the first one because it had rap in it.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I do know that. But there are a lot of other songs by you that needs to go in there. I'll say that.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
Yes.
But, you know, it was with a pinch of salt.
Love it.
Maybe. I listen to, you know, all kinds of artists, to be honest. You can add Seb Daliza.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that. Her, right?
Yeah.
Seb
Daliza. I'll definitely go check that out.
Yeah.
Okay, D, what's your suggestion for our playlist?
To be honest with you, whenever people put me on spot and ask me questions like this, my mind goes blank. So right now I have something in my mind is not hip hop, but I've been listening to this a lot. It's a new album by Jhené Aiko called Chilombo. Mm-hmm. The entire album is on repeat and I love that album. Like, I love Jhené Aiko and whatever she does. There's this track called Bullshit. Suck up on my bullshit. That's one song which is like stuck in my head.
That's awesome. See, this is why I ask these questions, because now viewers and myself can go check those out, you know? Last question, yes, IQ, you know, you're one of the curators as well, but what's something that you want to share with the audience? Like, what's a song?
I don't know. So the songs aren't actually out yet, but I cannot wait to put Sikandar Kalon's upcoming EP that he has rightly named Sonny Milton on the playlist, because I think that's just gonna be a major fuck all shit show.
Yeah.
Depends when. So I mean, if you really had to ask me, honestly, I want to hear that.
Sick. There you go. And for me, You know, I'm Bhanga Bangla's manager. I would say Natok by Bhanga Bangla. It's already on the playlist, but that's my suggestions. Okay, cool. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. You know, I really appreciate it. This is awesome. This was amazing. Not only did I get to know all of you guys better, but I feel like everyone got to know each other better. So, hint, hint, please get on a track together, you guys, and call us.
For sure. Yeah, make it happen.
We will make this happen. I got you. But if you guys have anything you want to add before we sign off.
Expect an email shortly.
Yeah, exactly. Expect an email. And if you guys have anything to say, please go ahead. Tracy, if you have anything, just, you know, pick up your hand and just say something. And
Just shout out to Desi Hip Hop for all the work you guys actually do, you know, every day. You know, it's not hard, you know, to deal with all these different artists and figure what are the new things coming out and, you know, inform everybody about what's going on in their lives, write articles and all that. It's a lot of work. So big up to you and all the team.
Ooh, thank you. Anybody else got any messages?
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. This is Unfiltered. I am your host, DJ Ref, at DJ Ref. You can see it right here. And we're Desi Hip Hop. We'll be back next week. Thank you, guys. Pop, pop, pop.
हम घूमे स्ट्रीट्स पे महसूस करे जो देखे आँख से फिर रात को जाग के लिख देते हैं वो सारी बातें पेशे से हिप हॉप खुली किताब हम जीते जाते जिसको जचता काला चश्मा उस अंधे को राह दिखाते पर ये तो बातें दुखी युवा पीढ़ी बन रही लुक्की छेड़े लड़की ना सोचे हो सकती वो बहन भी खुद की पर हम ना उन जैसे जो बैठ के अपने बाप का खाते चलता हसल रोज हम इंडिपेंडेंट है शाने लाले गाने डाले तो राड़े साले अपने नाम